Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Health Matters. My name is Mike Royer here at WVUA Television at the University of Alabama. Joining us today is Dr. Sachin Shenoy, an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology, and also well-trained in minimal invasive surgery. We've done a segment about that and talked to him about that before. Dr. Shenoy, welcome back. It's good to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Instead of talking to me, let's have you talk to women. Specifically, let's begin with young women. Being a part of University Medical Center here, even the Student Health Center is now under the guidance of University Medical Center. If you could just have all the young female students on our campus in a big, big room and lecture them for a few minutes with informative information about, here's what you need to know about your body. You're 19, 20 years old. What kind of things would you talk to them about this morning?
Right. Thank you for having me, first of all. I think one of the major things that we want to address is, you know, we want to make sure that we understand our bodies and, you know, the normal biological things that are occurring. So, you know, I would also encourage young women and women of all ages to visit your OBGYN at least once a year. That annual well woman exam that we do once a year is not only just to make sure that you're doing well, but to also answer the questions that you have. One of the major questions that young women, young adults have is about birth control and then safe sex practices. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we strongly encourage as well, because we want to make sure that, first of all, that you're taking care of yourself, but also those unplanned pregnancies and stuff that are difficult in life, we're able to help you and guide you through that.
Things change over time, and all families are different regarding the amount of conversation they have. I'm sure some mothers, from before young girls start having periods, begin educating them and talking to them so that they guide them through those years, whatever that is that I know little about. But some probably are still reluctant to do that. Where can young women today reach out for things they just don't know about? Do they have to have a doctor's appointment just to get some good information, or is that available through UMC in another way?
Well, that's available through the UMC. We do have our student health center and system there. But even with just calling the offices, discussing it with a doctor there, you know, the best thing to do is probably to make an appointment if you do have questions, just to talk to us and see what your questions are. We can have a one-on-one experience to talk about all your worries and any questions that you may have about your health and everything like that.
At about what age do you recommend a young woman begins seeing a OBGYN annually for a checkup and just for good health?
I often recommend women to come see an OBGYN at the age of 18. Younger if they're having any issues. Now, when I say issues, a woman's life, especially a young woman's life, will be most made difficult with, you know, infrequent or menstrual cycles that are very, very infrequent or irregular.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe uncomfortable if they have...
Exactly. So once a young adult, young female woman has her menstrual cycles, and if she has any questions about that, obviously make sure that you reach out to your family, your mother, your father, your parents. But if you have any other questions or would like some, you know, medical questions answered, you know, I've seen patients all the way from 14, 15, 16, who had questions about their bodies and also had irregular menstrual cycles, just asking for questions or what they could do to make it better.
And at the other end, you recommend women stop seeing, getting an annual checkup very late in life or never stop. Is that correct?
Right. So the answer I always tell people is the main thing that we always look at for, you know, annual well woman exams is we always screen for breast cancer. That's a very, very big thing that we always check for. And that begins at the age of 40. But the thing that we also check for is cervical cancer screening. Now, that starts at age 21, where we are always going to do the cervical cancer screening checks and guidelines with that. But I tell women that women are living a lot longer than they used to back in the day. And so because of that, if you're able to come to the doctor, we recommend that you come see your gynecologist or your OBGYN once a year for as long as you can.
You're not a psychiatrist or psychologist, you're a well-trained surgeon, but let me ask you a question along those lines. Do you find that being a male, that a young woman coming to you is a little hesitant to talk to a man about these things, or do you find that about 30 seconds in, when they realize you're on their side, you're on their team, that that goes away pretty quickly?
That's a very good question, yes. So I do feel that just talking to the patients, having them talk to me, is the major thing. I don't like asking questions, but I like the patient to feel comfortable with or with me. And so if for any reason that they don't feel comfortable, I like to reduce those barriers at any time I can. But just by listening to the patient, hearing them come to me, telling me about all their problems and what's going on, I feel that definitely reduces the barrier with me being male. And then I also try to focus on, you know, my training and tell them, you know, even though I am a male, you know, I've been trained, you know, and also when you mentioned psychologists and psychiatry, we are primary care physicians as well.
Yes.
So we see patients for primary care reasons as well. So if your gynecologist or OBGYN is a male or a female, you're in a safe space and you shouldn't feel uncomfortable for any reason.
Let's end with some nuts and bolts answers to this. A new student here, a freshman, may hear this, a podcast, or see it on our TV station and not know where the student clinic is, not know anything about UMC. They can find that on the website. Any office on campus can guide them. But what steps do they need to go through? If they want to see you personally, how do they go about doing that?
Right. So I work at the University Medical Center on Peter Bryce Boulevard. And so what they can do is they can get our contact information on our website. And then they can also give us a call at the OBGYN department. And I'm available Monday through Friday to see patients at any time. Now, if also with the University Medical Center, we do have the Student Health Center as well, which is combined with us as well. And we can always see patients there as well.
I try to make an appointment with a regular doctor last week, and I can see her in January. And at my age, that's a long time. I can't be taking chances. Is your wait very long? Could someone see you in a week or two if they tried to make an appointment?
So if you try to make an appointment with us, and if it's something pressing, definitely we'll be able to work you in. Mm-hmm. That being said, right now we don't have, we have options to have you seen early.
You'll take care of our students anytime they reach out to you.
Of course.
Dr. Sachin Shenoy, we're glad you're on staff at University Medical Center and teaching here at the University of Alabama. Enjoy visiting with you and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.